Or I won't entertain.
Motion. Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Ashley to approve those two meetings minutes.
I second.
Second by Tony. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Okay.
Any opposed? Okay, moving on, review of ECR financial statement. Any questions on the financial statement? I will say that I think it looks pretty good, actually. Mariah are doing a good job. Not spending money. That's not always a good thing, but
That's about to change.
When the pipes are gonna, when the pipes freeze, that becomes not a good thing. Any questions on the financial statements? Okay, moving on, delinquency report, page 25. I will share my normal soapbox of 1,444 memberships. 1,335 of those are current. 79 of that difference, which is approximately 100, just over 100, are in collection, which means they just had a paid out time. I'm hoping most of those are coming through.
Correct.
Do
we are. We're looking at comparing that to previous years, because this year, I guess, I'm not familiar with how that worked, but it sounds like we did something different than an ABC policy or a subsequent building collection policy, whereas we sent out a letter saying, this is your bill, this is when it's due. Then I guess in the past, but not this year, they sent out another letter later saying, you didn't find me to pay your bill, so we're automatically going to set you up in the plant. This year, that did not happen because of the change in the ABC policy. So we are doing some research on that to see if we have more people would put because they weren't automatically put on a payment plan.
Okay.
So just to let you know that
they were used to that second level.
They were used to that second level. This year, it didn't go out because of the change in the ABC policy.
Okay. So I would say as you research that, even if it's before next meeting,
yeah.
If that's something you feel as management needs to ask a second time, I'm personally okay with that one.
Richard, are they changing that to the original on giving notice or
the notes are still going out,
but as far as I'm working with on payment plan.
Yeah, it's in that other statement with it. That second time. Give them the option to automatically sign up for them.
No. So we'll let you work through that.
They will come.
Okay.
They're not done yet, but they're working.
Well, we are soon. Well, Keisha's already got some emails sent to corporate to see how it compared to last year, the last couple of years. How was it the collection? It came up on her radar that there were more people this year going to collection. She thought that was the reason why.
Okay.
But we'll have to discuss that. I was looking at the back of why it changed this year. They are still giving the option to do a payment plan.
That's for county pretty soon. For those.
Yeah, we'll find out soon, yes.
Well, they're gonna research that.
Okay.
For the members that are here, what we're basically discussing is the number of memberships we have and who's current in payment. So we currently have about 92.5% of the members that are current in payment. The other members are not current in payment. So what does that translate to? If they aren't collected, the expenses still come in for the resort, and then the ones that are left still paying their maintenance fees, the ones that are paying those. So that's something we definitely need to address. So, okay, any other comments on the delinquency report? Inventory sold report. During member comments, yes. We're not at member comments yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Okay.
One more report, it's our favorite. Any questions on sold inventory? Looks like we got some condo panel. Am I reading that right? Is that the right number? 2,400 available days. So that's something we'll have to, I'll give the finance committee to talk about the memberships. Okay. Any questions on sold inventory? All right. The next item on our agenda is, member comments. My wife calling. That's how important you guys are. I don't know. That's my wife's phone call. I'll just read the statement for member comments. The East Canyon Resort Board of Directors wants to hear live input from resort members. In order to respect and preserve the time allotted to each member will be limited to 3 minutes. The Board of Directors expects all public comments to be polite, respectful, and accurate. Commenters must refrain from specifically identifying personnel. Personnel issues are not appropriate for member comment. Therefore, such comments will not be allowed. Please note this is a comment period, not a question-answer period. Thank you. So we will open it up for member comments. Can you show me by the raise of hands who has member comments planned today? Okay, about three of you. All right, we'll start with you, sir.
All right, first, how many requests we have? We sent out to the members for five requests, four requests, and how do we do that?
Do you
want to
just answer that?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's my understanding that they opted out of doing statements past the first letter this year, so they don't get a notification each month that they're late until they are in collection, which is at 6 months. Is my understanding.
Yeah, we do have that. Now, the policy is set by the board. They set the billing collection policy. Then there has all the dates when everything's been mailed out. I don't have that ABC policy in front of me, but it has it broken down once everything's supposed to be mailed out.
Okay.
So that's what they're going to look at in an effort to try to boost up those collections.
Yes. Well, years ago, we used to send out an monthly for the income, and we send out the credit line to send out a monthly report, and when you call them on the phone, then you're going to win. And that's kind of clear out almost all the way.
Okay. No? Yes.
If you skip over the financial statements, you could be split. And I was surprised by that. You know, we used to talk about financial statements at length. And we would, you know, we would find bottom lines, and we would look at all the expenses and the income ratios and the amount of money in the different bank accounts. Of course, I haven't seen these bank statements, but I was just really surprised that the board just kind of skipped over it, because that's probably the most important aspect of this meeting, to find out exactly where.
Yeah, so I'll comment on that. I'll say that the board receives that financial statement well before the meeting, so they have an opportunity to go through and evaluate that and then bring any questions to the board meeting. So this isn't the first time they've seen it. I will tell you, this month's financial statement is probably the best one I've seen in 5 years on a one-month basis, which is interesting because collections are down. Kind of wondering how that's working, but... but yes, and so typically we also, when the finance committee is active, we'll have the finance committee review those as well.
But I'm going to ask a specific question. What is our balance?
Balance of what?
What, how much money do we have in the bank?
Oh, we're well over $1 million in the bank.
30,000.
A million.
Million.
Yes.
Right. We need to try to keep the balance of 2 million.
Yeah, so on our replacement fund, we're between 1 and 1.2 million right now. Our operation fund is also money in the bank.
Wonderful.
For that. So yeah, we are healthy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, comments? Vicki, you had comments?
Yeah. The comment that I have is, first of all, thank you for setting up the table this way. It helps us hear better in the audience. So thank you for doing that. And those that do have quiet voices, it seems like we're still kind of trying to hear some of those. So if you have a quiet voice, if you can speak up. Randy, you're great. You can hear yours great. Mine, some of the others. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be great. The other thing I had a comment was wondering if we could get the bylaws to be posted like we do the rules. The rules and regulations are on the website. If we could also incorporate the bylaws there so that people can see both of those when they need to.
Yeah, I'm sure the member page would do that. Yeah, anybody object to that?
Well, we will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Who else had comments?
I did.
Yes, right ahead.
I wondered if the board would consider a change in the way that we handle potential candidates for the board elections in 2024. When we have a notoriously low rate of voter, so our turnout for voters is really low. Do you know what it was this year, Randy?
I don't off the top of my head.
So when people are asked why they don't vote, oftentimes they say they don't know anybody that's running. And just the way it's kind of done, where you can submit 200 words, but people don't know who's submitting those, and they don't really tell the whole story. And what I saw at the meeting this year was that when people spoke, and some of the newer members didn't even know they were entitled to time to speak, but when people spoke, anybody who had already voted by email never got to hear them, never got to see that interaction. There's no pictures even. You just don't know who's running a lot of times. So what I would like the board to consider is creating the timing to be such that over Labor Day weekend, we can have a meager candidate event. The members, because that would be one of the busiest times of the resort, members can come, they can meet the candidates, use that time for the candidates to speak to everyone. That's recorded so that if you can't be there that weekend, you can see what the candidates have to say. I think people having more of an opportunity to understand who they're voting for would increase the amount of votes. So I'd like the board to take that under consideration. And I wanted to thank you also for making the meeting tonight. That was really great. I know a lot of people are really happy about it, so thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Four, five, six, seven, eight.
We have 8 people on Zoom.
8 people on Zoom.
How many?
8.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
I prefer to comment. I appreciate you telling what the rules are. My comment doesn't fit in those rules, but I have it all written down, so I'd like to distribute that to the board and have you respond to it.
What is it?
It's just a letter to the board.
Okay. We won't be responding tonight.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
No, I want you to sit and read it right.
I'm not at a third grade reading level, so it'll take a while. Okay, any other member comments? Yes, sir.
Can you help with you?
Okay.
I'm grateful that our financial situation is in a good place. My comment is, would you consider, don't want us to have condo time. I know aren't happy about having a day, but cleaning the weather. You know, we're already paying a higher rate that, you know, in our maintenance fees to have that privilege. And it's because of that, it sounds like we've got lots of time available that we personally hadn't been using our condo time. And, is there any consideration of removing that fee?
So I can tell you there's been a lot of discussion over the, well, since its inception. Whether we'll get to the point of removing that, that'll be up to the board to have that discussion. Obviously, those revenues come in, so those revenues would have to be replaced. There are other areas that we're fighting right now. One is wages. I don't know if any of you have seen job market out there and what they're paying for wages, mm-hmm. but we're having a real hard time holding on to staff. We have a lot of quality staff, and we want to keep that staff. That staff is necessary to serve you when you come use the resort. And so it is a balancing act, no doubt. One of the things I heard at the annual meeting, and I'm a finance guy by background. I've built 20 plus budgets over the years, some of them very large budgets. And what I heard at the annual meeting was, don't raise our fees, right? But then what we hear is, let's do this, and let's do this, and let's do this. And I am in total agreement with some of these things. But guess what? Guess what the reality of that is? It costs money to do it. And so same thing with the condo fee. I can tell you I was not a fan personally of the condo fee when it came on. Not saying I am today, but it's a revenue source now that the resort relies on. So we would have to figure out a way to incorporate another revenue source or cut expenses to alleviate that and do away with that. But is it something that's being considered on a, I would say, regular basis? I would say yes. It was, most of those that have been on this board know it's come up many, many times. So,
you know, I understand that fee, especially if you've already used your condo thing. But, you know, we're already paying higher maintenance fee to have condo time, and then you get to pay another fee on top of that. Just in case we're not wanting to use the condo.
Yep. And I would, one thing we're trying to do this year is start on the budget earlier. And I would encourage every one of you to come to all the meetings and discuss the budget with us. And then let us know what you want to cut. One of the things we're facing this year was the deer hunt, right? That's a revenue stream. We didn't have that revenue stream coming in. And so we're dealing with some things that financially are challenging. And so it's going to be a critical budget year. There's no question. So, but I'm sure that piece is going to be discussed as well. It is every year. So. Okay, other member comment, was that also? Any other member comments? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll make a comment. I myself and many others will be willing to do some volunteering here. For example, if I could come and stay in my RV and not count that time against my two reservations. I could come up here and I could spend some time doing something that doesn't take a lot of training, like manning the booth back there to give out golf clubs and, you know, shack, stuff like that. But that's something that I could do. And I think other members may do the same thing to help out in the resort, especially when personnel is an issue. So just something to think about that maybe people would do, because I would do that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other member comments? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is reports by DRI Resort and Manager Report, kind of all in one. If you're in Denton, or you and Mariah doing separate reports?
I just got a few items here to get the board caught up with a few things. We did get a letter from the DNR. As far as the water being approved, we did hire an outside firm, a water firm, I guess, for my time, who's going to review that. And so this is something that's been in the works for multiple years, I understand, yeah. 2 to 3 years. So he's going to review that. We have trying to set a meeting tomorrow with him to kind of go over what they really gave us. We need to get back to them and say, hey, we need more or less, or we're happy with it. So that's one of the big items that's happened in the last little while. The pool, I don't know if you've seen, the deck has all been pulled up. They're in the process now of going back and fixing the pipes that they destroyed when they were tearing up the cement. And that's hopefully for next week, is what we're thinking, is that right?
They're going to have to clear the line first and then lay the copious stones around the pool. And then they'll work their way up to the cement. But they committed to the line and the coping stones for next week for sure. The weather's been impacting them.
Sure.
And then when they lay the cement, they didn't reassure us that they'll cover that and keep that too. So
And Axel, I don't know if you guys heard, he tore his ACL in the spring when he was pulling the canopies over the maintenance centers. We tore his ACL. He had that fixed about 2 weeks ago, and now he is back at work right now. He just came back on for Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. He's well, he's ahead of schedule and he should be back. He's hoping he'll be back for full access in 6 weeks to go back and see his doctor. But he'll be back to work.
So it was working, not pickleball. I had heard about pickleball. Let's get into his good one.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. It's when you, in the past, we've taken 4 weeks, basically, or 4 units, and given them to RCI and TPI to bank those weeks. So we have credit for the dollars we want to exchange. We have about 45 of those weeks that have not been picked up. They expire with RCI. These are all RCI weeks. They expire anywhere from April 1st all the way until 16th, 2024. We have these credits with RCI. We would like to propose that we give those weeks, not give, give the option to sell those weeks to the members for a reduced fee.
Like a one time.
One time. If you're an RCI member, you want to pick up an extra week. If they haven't come up with a cost yet, you're like anywhere from $200 to $400, depending on how soon it goes. Don't want basically.
So you know, how would that take place?
We would just send some out to the owners and saying, hey, we have these weeks, have a list of the weeks. You'd like to buy one of these from us? Just, you know, how much they are.
It'd be a one-time.
One-time deal, because if we don't use them, we're going to lose them. We're not going to get anybody. The usage is actually coming on because we're back in 2022 and they're good for 2 years with the exchange company. So we can sell those and get something for them versus them just expiring and just getting that info. Would they be able to use any time in the year? It all depends. I mean, if you buy an April week, right, it's going to be less money, right? It'd be $200 instead of $100.
Right.
But you can extend that. You can pay RCI. If you want to extend that for another year, it costs $159. That makes sense.
So these are weeks that were funded to RCI.
Correct.
That have come inbound. So an owner could buy them and go wherever they want. Yep. They don't stay here.
Correct. They get a credit on their RCI account.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not a stay here.
It's not a stay here. Mm-hmm. They get credit on their RCI account because they're RCI members, and then they can be able to exchange separate stuff.
What if they end up with like a last minute incoming?
These have already come and gone. These were these back in 2022.
Okay.
That's when we built these. They've already been either used or not used by RCI. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So a member would pay a value, they have an option to stay elsewhere, but we generate some of that revenue.
We get whatever we sold it for.
Is what we get.
Yeah. So we sell anywhere from $200 to $400, like any what would they would be worth.
So then we wouldn't have any costs associated
with cost.
They would not stay here.
No cost. They will stay here. It's already come and gone.
No banking fee ready?
It depends on your RCI account, where you're at with your RCI account. For them, not for us. It'd be for the owner.
Right. So then those weeks are still open to our members to use as part of the membership?
No, these have already come down. These are all used back in 2022.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I answer.
When you bank a week with RCI, you have 2 years to do that. After 2 years, it expires and just goes away. You lost your week, right? These weeks are going to expire either in April or all the way through till December. So if I'm an RCI owner, member, right? I buy one of these weeks, I have until whatever the expiration date is on that week to use it, or I can pay a fee and get have it last longer.
So basically, it's a benefit to the member if they want to put this fee.
Yep, and I'm, no getting I'm getting a week for anywhere from $200 to $400. That's a deal.
What percentage of a discount is that compared to?
Depends on how you look at it. A regular timeshare, you're paying from $1,000 to $1,500 per week, right? Here it's a little bit less because we have, you know, different schedules. I think the average maintenance fee now is about $1,300-$1,400 per week. This is just a week that we do.
Remember, we have about any more than just one thing.
Yeah.
We can buy as many as we want.
That is why I want to know.
Okay, do you want to put this under new business maybe and then leave this report and have the board come back to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This week's supposed to have comments. Oh, question for the board is our especially events. Especially Beth would like to do some to do a s'more and sparkler night on New Year's, but they were concerned about the sparklers. Is the board okay with them having sparklers on the Saturday before New Year's?
I think that would depend on the weather.
Well, the concern is that they were saying, well, we have sparklers on Saturday, and everybody goes out to the sparkler. On Sunday, when it's actual New Year's, are they going to come up with their fireworks, shoot their fireworks off?
Yeah, from Wyoming. Yeah.
You guys got to use fireworks on Saturday. How come we can't use fireworks on Sunday? That was the concern that they brought to me. And I was like, what the board is that? To me, I'm fine with the sparklers, and I would recommend we just use the sparkler and say no fireworks except for what's been given to you by the resort.
I don't know. This would require. I don't know that this would require a formal motion or vote. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
This is a management issue.
Yeah.
Great. As we like to hear, it's
pushing back.
Okay.
We'll work with Cody on that.
Turn the place down.
We talk about an executive session. Would you like to talk about wages at this time?
I will do that through new business as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying out a new pest control company. We're seeing some results. That we've spread treatment from the outside of the pond and it's shown amazing results with boxelor bugs and awesome. So that was something we're trying out. We're going to see how long it lasts, but we're going to see how long it lasts, but we're usually at an annual to biannual treatment that you can do on top of monthly treatment. For less cost than our previous company, so we're doing that. So that's something else that we've had happen.
Okay, thank you, Rich Marian. Thanks to your staff. I hope, unfortunately, the board hears once in a while that staff is not being treated well. If someone's upset about something or another at the resort, but I would hope that all members would treat our staff with respect and tell them thank you for the great job they do to make our stays pleasant. All right, moving on, employee, let's see, comment cards. Any comments or questions about comment cards? More gummy bears, what are you saying? Gummy worms?
You haven't stopped ever since I have that.
See, they were.
Just got to tell you, right? Okay, any comments on comment cards? Okay, hearing none, moving along, committee reports. Can I just ask a general question? Have any of these committees met with the last time we met and had a report?
No.
Okay. I'm going to skip over that part if that's okay. Okay, to save time. All right, let's go to new business. So let's talk first. Item A, declaration or discussion regarding ethics conflict of interest declaration. So the back of your packet. The back of your printed packet. There is a conflict of interest form that each board member needs to sign on an annual basis. And so that's there. If you can sign that and you give those, you can
yeah,
select
them at the end of the meeting or okay.
You have a multi-billion-dollar company that does business with you standing. You might want to do your attorney's opinion to sign up. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward.
It's the same. There's no changes to the, any board members that have previously been on the board. It's the same for alongside with the VRA.
Okay. Second item is recording of meetings, and this is really, we don't have all the information we were hoping to get. We were able to do Zoom today. There's some concern we'll discuss with later, depending on where we hold these meetings, whether we'll have accessible Wi-Fi or not. We've got to have that discussion as a board. But we will try to assign to the IT communications committees that hold the meetings. The best solution there, which sounds like, looks like Ashley's got it right there. So. Appreciate that. ECR website and Facebook page. This is more of an open to board discussion. This is more of a statement to help staff. The ECR website and Facebook page would be for ECR official business only. Any of these recordings or anything the board posts, like the bylaws that we talked about earlier, will be to the members page. If you don't have a logon or password to the members page, please contact staff so we can get you set up on that. But we will keep that on the members page. Typically on Facebook, we will announce that, like the recording, we won't put the recording on Facebook, but we will say the recording is available here on the members page to try to keep that for members. I just want to touch briefly on item D, point of contact for members and board members, and this is really to help staff. If you have, and talking really with the board, if you have an issue with your reservation, your membership, any of those types of things that are not board related, please work with the staff directly on those. If you have questions regarding the operations of the resort, or you want certain information about the operations of the resort, please work through Cody. That's his purview as president on the board, so that we're not inundating the staff with things that they need that time for other assignments. And then if it's board related, please direct that to Tony or myself, and we'll get those things addressed. But our goal here is to lighten up on staff a little bit, especially for some from board member requests. Please go through the appropriate channels. Item E, annual calendaring, and I'll get to that as we talk about the dates here in a minute. Let's talk about committee assignments. So I'm making a proposal with the committees that number one, and you see the list here, to maintain the rules committee, to maintain the outdoor committee, to maintain the finance committee, and to maintain the IT committee. And I've titled that IT and communications, which obviously came up a lot at the annual meeting. I'm also proposing that we have a land use committee that can deal with some of these property issues with the Milton property, can deal with rot water rights and some of those things. And we can seek experts to be on that committee so we can be in good hands there. And then I'm also recommending that we eliminate the hospitality committee. The staff has said that they can handle the newsletter. Cody's going to help support that, right, Cody? And so the recommendation is that we have five committees: rules, outdoor, finance, land use, and IT communications. Moving forward. So I'm open for discussion on that, or if there's other ideas committee-wise, or problems, concerns, any of those things. So we'll open that up to the group.
I do have a question on being moved off the rules committee. That's right.
So right now we're talking about the committees themselves, and then we'll talk about assignments on those. But yeah, that is a recommendation. Yeah. Well, one, because of your interest in the land, based on your comments in the last meeting, or a few meetings ago. So that's the big piece. I think that's going to be a busy committee, the land use. So
just in my mind, this land use, capital, whatever, however we want to name it, I think that is a critical committee. Now, does it have to be forever? Maybe not, but we are dealing with some issues like this water rights, you know. The property boundaries that we're going to possibly work out. There's a lot of high priority things that could benefit the resort. So, but I don't know that it would have to be forever. You know, maybe 2-3 years down the road, we get these things checked off and that we wouldn't have to do that. But we could also utilize that to maybe help management and staff with big capital projects. You know, maybe we have five or six big capital projects that we need to do, and management thinks we need to do, but we only have money to do three. And so these experts, if you want to, you know, could really narrow that down. Is this the right time to do one, two, and three, or do we need to throw four in front of one? You know what I mean? So I think that's a very valuable committee that's we don't utilize. I think.
I don't agree.
Yeah. So that
would be land use is enough of a title.
Yeah, and that's it. You know what the wording is for it, but kind of special assignments or something. You know what I mean? We can work with management and how that is, but I think that could help the board, the finance committee, everyone work together and say, okay, we don't have enough money to do everything. We don't want to raise rates. So we think we can get by a couple extra years on maybe a few items, and let's really focus on the necessities. So
if I can make a recommendation, I think it's the right direction to go. Yeah, I would call the land facility use committee. Because it really involves all of that.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a good point. On the rural side, we'll make sure that I'm moving the transition. Things I've been working on, she really is going to accept that responsibility.
Yeah. And I think when we determine who for sure is going on what committee, I think you're absolutely right. We need to hand off where we left off or where we was or what we was working on, you know. I've been very committed to the Wilderness and Outdoor Committee, and then once we combine those, there's a lot of projects we've talked about for years, and we want to work towards a lot of these. So I want to make sure, you know, Terry's been on there for years too, but I want to make sure that is being handed off there again, those projects that we want to work towards and make better for our members. So that handoff, I think, is critical. Not only that, I think we need to make sure we have an active list of who's on those committees, and then we probably should sort through the inactive committee members, because, you know, they all start out fast and furious, and then after about a year, you only get about a quarter of the people actually making the meetings and doing that. So we probably should clean up those lists and then recruit more of those people that want to be on those committees. So
the rules are a little bit of a conundrum, because, you know, the last 22 years, I've served 21 years on this board. There's a lot that's happened. There's a lot that needs to happen. And certainly we've gone through that rule book several times. Judy spent a lot of time. Okay. I spent a lot of time with her on it.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to caution is that anytime we make a rule, well, first of all, the rule committee doesn't make rules. It suggests, or it follows the direction of the board, which is even more important. That the board really directs the committee on what do we mean, by virtue of input from the members, or of course from the board as ourselves, to see things that need to be done.
Sure.
But in that regard, we need to always keep in mind the unintended consequences. We may buy literally a living hell, the Carol fans, with several rules earlier changed, but what she had to uphold, and of course, when we do that, we need to make sure we're working with, hand in glove, with the management team. That's one thing that I've kind of held off a little bit, because I know that originally Bryce had several things he wanted to do, and I was meeting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he left, I stopped immediately. But I didn't want
to
continue forward without management involved.
For sure. You know, and I think you're right. You know, a lot of these have consequences or need clarification. And so that helps management, that helps member services. If we can tweak those to make their lives easier too.
Hopefully they have to enforce or
for sure
adjudicate whatever it is that we desire. And we get to go home at night. They
have to live.
Think about it. That's really.
So I think those pieces for all the committees, members that have been on the committees and they're being switched, right? They were to help with that transition overall, like you're describing.
I agree.
Do you think with that, if we're going to switch committees, that maybe we clean the committee and do reapplications to be on committees and get some new people on?
Yeah, I think so. The committees, you probably have some really, really good participants, maybe not so good participants.
And you could. I mean, we've done that in the past. I think it was about 3 years ago. We basically just washed the board, and then immediately says, okay, you know, new board members are here. Please reapply if you're still interested, because they can reapply immediately, you know. So it's not like they can't be on it again. Just make sure they still want to be a participant and want to be active, because you know, when we send out 25 invitations and you're dealing with the same five or six people, it's so that might be a good suggestion is just wipe them clean. It, once we get the board directors in their proper places, wipe them clean immediately, put on our, you know, website, social media, but please apply. These are how it's going to be restructured and please apply if you're interested. Cause you can get those applications and get them going within, I mean, less than a month, you know, so that would just take a little bit of time before the next meeting. We could have everything tried and buttoned up, honestly.
Okay, other discussion?
Can we have a limit on the number of people on committee?
We have a limit on the number of people?
I don't know if there's an actual limit. I think it was like five or six.
Right. I mean, obviously, an outdoor wilderness committee may have a lot more people than on a. Yeah. You don't want too many finance people on the same Zoom call. Yes, we do have to be cognizant of that. So as the chair, I will try to attend every committee meeting if I can. But we can't have more than four present there at a time, which are eight members. We can't have a quorum, right? So
you say more than four
total directors. Pardon? Correct.
Yeah, because
only two will be assigned each committee.
Two assigned, and then
but if there's the director that wants to get in here on that committee, but if you know.
Because
if three other directors hop onto that committee, we're going to have to ask one to remove themselves.
Because I don't think there's any rule on how many can go to attend to listen. Well, there is
with for board member,
but to be involved as a board member, I think it is. It's up to what three or was it four?
So it matches okay,
so four. Could be, but others that would like to listen in, but not necessarily participate to be. I don't think there's anything that states that there's any limit, is there?
Well, by virtue of their attendance, just from a rules perspective, that makes them a participant. And you really don't want more than four board members attending at the same time on the same meeting, because then it risks being concerned or considered, you know, the quorum. When it comes to quorum, then it's no longer a committee.
Yeah, that's right. Attending more than two is with members, because I think greater the opportunity that members of the resort and the owners of the resort have the opportunity to listen in or get involved and see what's going on with the different committees. I think that changes and helps build a better relationship all the way around where they can see what's going on. They listen to the discussions, they listen to the ideas, and a lot of times I think they can bring some things into that. Giving them the opportunity of hearing when and where and why, you know, certain meeting is going on, like a different committee that could be finance or for the rules or any of the other outdoor, you know, I think a lot of the people I've talked to, they would like to be more involved, at least towards.
So they're welcome to apply. Yeah. Right? They're welcome to apply.
And Robert, that's something.
Now that's application.
Yeah.
Just to attend.
Sure.
That's what they were. There was a number of them interested in. They'd like to attend different ones to see what's going on. That's not necessarily be sitting on the committee, but to listen in. And I didn't see anything in the rule and in the bylaws that said that they, especially with owners, they have the right to hear what's going on. And that, I think, builds more confidence in our membership.
Which is also, again, why we do committee reports at board meetings.
Yeah.
So that the public knows what's going on.
Yeah. And yeah. Another part of that with communication is with our newsletter. You know, we want to work with IT and really format that a little bit different. So every committee kind of has their own little box. This is the update from the last meeting. So everyone's getting that update with the newsletter, and we can post it online. Absolutely. We want that information out there. And another thing is just because there's two board members or whatever on there, that does not mean that the chair of that committee has to be a board member. It could be totally, I mean, if we have 10 other people on that, absolutely another person that's just a member will chair that committee. Yeah. So that's just something to think about too. So
that's a good point. Please have a look at us. Committee committees make suggestions and help minister. So the committees are the committee, it's not the board. Yeah.
The other discussion of the committees.
Well, I think, like you mentioned with the IT committee, that's especially needed to get, you know, communication out for, and if the BRI is going to be doing the hospitality and helping put that together, did I understand that correctly there, that we're handling the
newsletter?
Yeah, member services and management.
So how are we going to, how now will they be, will they be reporting to us as a board on a regular basis during the meeting and letting us know what's happening with their efforts?
That's what they do.
Like we do with the other. Okay. So it's a matter of who will be doing that. We decided.
We'll let them work that out.
They can drop it off for everybody. That's your job, right, Richard?
For now.
I'm sorry.
Can you remind us
how to get on? So there's an application on the member side of the website. We'll make sure it's there, right?
It's there.
And so you can go and apply on a committee you want to be part of or multiple committees, and then that's reviewed. The first thing is membership standings review, and then that ultimately comes to the chair of the board to determine assignments of, you know, yay or nay. But it's pretty loose where that's concerned. So.
And we will post that information when we open that up. We'll make sure everyone knows where that link is and all that good stuff. So.
The board can have a down vote.
Okay, so the recommendation is a rules committee, outdoor committee, finance committee, land use and facilities committee, and the 19 communications committee. I would entertain a motion if we don't have any issues with that.
I propose the motion.
Okay, motion by Tony, second by Terry. Okay, any discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you find that this very much, it's on the fatality side. Yeah. Of course, you're not sensing your death over years. Because it can be quite involved.
Now, Randy, are we considering in the hospitality or whatever?
No.
We're eliminating the hospitality committee as we know it.
What are they considered on our?
Your management company.
Just they're the management company, so. Yeah.
They take no real responsibility.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, here are the assignments, and I'm just going to save time here. If you have an issue with your assignment, please get with me outside so we can have that discussion rather than debate it here. So on the Rules Committee, assigning Cody and Tony, the Outdoor Committee, Terry and Tony, Finance Committee, Mark and Bill, Land Use and Facilities Committee, Robert and Mark, and then the IT Communications Committee, Ashley and Terry. Okay. All right, next item, we'll talk about employee wages, Richard. Let's go to that item next.
Sure. Over the last 6 months, we've had two, probably our top five key employees leave. And it's mostly because of our wages, what we pay. We have two more of our key employees that are also looking right now because of the wages that we're paying. It is something that needs to be addressed and to be able to pay these key employees what they need to keep our resort the way that we need it. We are seeing increases basically everywhere. I manage 11 other resorts, and wages are going up considerably, 10, 12, 15, 20%, just to keep good employees. There's so many different options out there for people now than there has been in the past. And McDonald's in Morgan just opened up. I think they're at $18 per hour. You know, that's what we have to be with. Plus, a 25-minute drive up here to Morgan.
Were you good at McDonald's?
Do we get free food there too?
No, they do, though.
What do we get?
We get use of the pool and the hot tub.
For lunch. Well, that's something we need to address and look at and reevaluate, because literally these employees could be leaving anytime.
If they have one comparisons with other resorts to manage, as far as where we are and what we're offering compared to what they are?
You are probably average for what? Maybe a little bit on the lower end where you're paying your employees as far as like supervisors. But the problem that you have is you've got a half-hour drive to get here, right? Like in St. George, you know, it's 10 minutes away from, you know, they have a big pool drop. But up here, if you're lucky, you're getting somebody from Morgan for Croydon or Colville. But those people would, you know, we've kind of already picked over, I guess, is that right? And we're trying to, but we want, mostly it's not really, I mean, it's going to help to recruit more employees or better employees, but it's mostly just to keep the employees we have that are good and that are critical to our staff here.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You guys are also, when we're trying to get people from Morgan Center for Colville, it's about the same drive to Park City, so that you guys are competing with Park City region, which starting as front desk is close to, it can get up to $20, even higher than that. So, and we've been Cobblestone and Morgan paid $20 an hour last winter. I don't know what they're at right now, but that's where you're kind of competing with like this Park City wages when you're looking for good employees.
And ours are 17.
So sorry, I don't know this. So how do we factor in that cost of living increase as a general rule in the past? I know you're fairly new, but how have we done that in the past, that cost of living rate?
Well, they'll calculate what that cost is going to be. And then when the budget's presented to us, so they handle all the employee relations, VRI does. We don't actually have employees of our own. In theory,
right,
which is a good thing, is then, you know, when they're not nice to each other, we don't have to deal with that. if you supervise employees, you know what that's like. But then they'll build what's necessary into the budget for those increasing wages to cover those costs.
So you just take an area sample and percentage to figure out that cost of living range, or
they have a regional CPI result,
yeah,
and then we kind of base it off of that to get an idea. But you have to also look, just like she was saying, you could look, the region will be like Ogden, you know, Willard, Brigham City and all that. It doesn't really take, it takes East Canyon, but it's, you know, it's just different.
Doesn't really factor in your next door neighbor just over the hill.
Exactly.
Which is like a whole different ballgame.
They have deeper pockets, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we'll never be able to match that, Correct. Obviously. But we need to definitely be fair. Yeah, and that retaining is key. Like you say, you spend all that time and training and getting them there and knowing they're a good worker with coming to work on time and being there. Yeah, that retaining is huge, not just bringing in new people.
Right. For sure. The attitudes that they have, they want to help. And these people are like, whoever needs help, they're really big, you know, jump in. Where some people are like, no, not my department.
Yeah, not my job.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, they're really good for you.
I know many of us in this room apply to supervise employees, and I think it's fair to say, you get what you pay for, right? A lot of us can get employees. To get a good employee is a different animal. And so we want to make sure we have good employees first for members here. But there's a cost associated with that.
And it's something that we can't wait till April. That'll be something here in the next few weeks.
We can get a restraint. Yeah.
No, you can't. And I'll. Okay. I work in Park City. I'll tell you the wages up there have gone through the roof, and so that's what you're talking about there. And my employer, we did a job study, and we were 30-50% below market, and so all those employees got 30-50% raises. Which, if you think about that number, it's a lot. And so to try to compete with the McDonald's up there, which pays $20 an hour instead of 18, right? Yeah, it's great for the employee. It's unfortunate for business owners, but it's the reality of what we're living and what we're seeing. So, we can always stay at $17 an hour, but then we're either not going to have employees, we're not going to have quality employees. One or the other, because a good employee is going to go to where the higher wages are. So, yes, sir.
Sorry to take your time, but you also have to factor in that. When you're paying lower wages and the lower quality employees you have a lot of turnover with that as well, which costs money each time. So if there's a way of figuring that out, oftentimes it's a wash or even saving money to just take a bigger bite of the pie and pay the over the moon wages to get the good employee, the one where you can pick it. Cream of the crop instead of the castaways, and keep
my background's HR. I have a qualifications, and you're absolutely right. It's about a $2,000 bill for a full-time employee when you do that turnover and training. There's not cheap.
So I a quick story. My daughter attends school in Moscow, Idaho. It's a college town. There's lots and lots of fast food restaurants, all of them that we have here. And the only one that's open 7 days a week, regular business hours, is the Panda Express. And they start their people at $29 an hour. But they can pick and choose who they want. Again, the cream of the crop. And they're the only company, the only fast food company in Moscow that's open 7 days a week because they're fully staffed.
Yeah, and you get what you pay for. No other questions. So. Yeah. All right. Any other questions for Richard? Okay. Thank you for the comments. All right. Moving along. So that will come through us in the budget, and we'll have more discussion on that, obviously.
Yeah.
I think at this point, I think probably to be able to come back to some recommendations on where we need to be as you look at that.
Yeah,
we can do that. Okay. All right, let's go back to the VRI 45 weeks.
Here.
Or excuse me, RCI.
RCI.
The 45 weeks.
We have about 49 weeks that are sitting out there.
Sorry.
You got it.
And we may be able, Richard, just to go to questions if the board's got questions. So this is what he brought up during the report about having these weeks and when we can possibly sell those members, to buy those, and then you get those for resource software. Based on their membership, right? There's a membership involved with that.
There's no cost to the association. We've already spent these. We already have these credits sitting there. So did we sell them to owners, give them a chance to go and give a great benefit for your owners? Do they get a discount rate? Or we just let them expire and we get nothing from it? So kind of no brainer.
And how soon do you send that?
Some of them expire in April, is what you said.
Yeah, so the sooner you get them in there, so in your account, then you can schedule your vacation.
It's a great Christmas present.
Exactly. So you got a motion for that, or do you just want to get them?
We would need a motion, yeah.
I have motion.
Yeah. Okay, motion by Mark, second.
I have a second.
Okay, Robert and Cody, you're going right now. Second, any further discussion?
Or we have a member of our team. And then they have to pay their exchange fee and they know that.
Yeah, you probably would need to charge their income week.
But I think if we're that close to just basically losing that money, it's crazy not to at least get something out of it and get some of that revenue in. Yeah, it's, well, if we're going to lose it, yeah, I mean, $200 is better than a zero, right, if we're going the right direction. So,
yeah, it's but it's put some option that out to members and you're right.
Are you going to do that just over email or mail or email?
We haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
We'll get some of that out to the owners. Yeah. We'll probably post it and we will ask.
Can you load that with your media email that you post?
Yeah, we should be able to. Yeah.
Feel free to call the IT communications committee to help out. Yeah. Okay, all the things, yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Post. Okay, moving on.
I need to ask Richard something. We've discussed this before, but this has to do with empty condos here.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the past, a few times that corporations have used our resort when we aren't, when we're vacant. I don't know what's going on this weekend or this week, but you know, with all the vacancies here, is this something that we see on a regular basis during the winter? Well, we've got a lot of vacancies in the middle of the week where members aren't using it, where we could be using that to build up more revenue by using companies, because I know a couple companies right now. In fact, one of them is on one of this is Kent has, you know, through his bank. They'd love to have something like this to use. Then they would be, you know, paid with where we could be, instead of being vacant, we're earning some revenue on that, instead of just having a sit that the members are using it. So it, I know we discussed it, but I don't know if we really put a lot of effort into going, looking into that more. That would be my suggestion, is we need to probably look into that a little deeper, see what we could come up with to help with raising more revenue and keeping these costs down.
We're being from the BRI, we all feel that. We want to, the idea is, look at every night is like a plane leaving, right? We want every seat filled every night, right? That's what we want. And that's the goal. But right now we've got certain restrictions that we have to deal with because of, we also want the owners to be able to get in and use their weekend, right? So we kind of started this little pilot program. We just started with pulling back those extra 50 weeks, and now we can start renting those. We're just going to kind of see how that goes. I mean, if you guys said, hey, it's not available, if it's not booked, the problem you have now is you have 21 days, you know? You got to be able to book out farther than 21 days if you really want to get the rental program going. So if the board says, hey, you know what? It's possible. It's been 6 months, you guys can start renting.
We'll start renting, you know, because then that does affect your owners because there's less availability for them. That's the balance. That was from the balance. I think you need to give the owners, give them at least some ideas that are going out and show the procedure, and be taking over that sharing and giving it to the IT committee to put that out, give that information, say here's some options we have. These are some things we can be doing. We're not using it. And I, at least when I've been up here, you know, guys were saying that they're like, what is it, Wednesday and Thursday is really a slow day for, and that's usually where there's a lot of vacancies. If we use those, because most places and the retreats only use it for a couple of days anyway, but at least we could get in some money to bring in on that on those days, but let the members know and let them vote on that, what they, you know, get their opinion on that.
Because yes. I think you have to figure out, you have to figure out the logistics first before you advertise it. So I think that's a great discussion to have with the finance committee.
Right?
And talk through those logistics and how that would work. And then discuss it with management.
Would you rent that day and charge $85 for cleaning every day?
So, okay. All right. I think that's everything for new business. Previous business, rule book changes, reformatting, any discussion there? I'll read that from the previous meeting. This will just let the rules committee move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, lounge chairs bid, chair bids that came up in August, I believe.
Yeah. We're working on that. We don't have that yet. We should have it for the next meeting.
Okay.
We have a manager's gathering this weekend at St. George, which I'll be going to, and Mariah will be going to, and we'll be getting this done.
Okay. All right, other business. Let's see. I'm going to talk about meeting dates first. So one of the things we talked about as an executive committee when the executive committee met this last year, we did not have very many board meetings. Hard to get a lot accomplished with not very many board meetings. We're hoping the committees will be very active and we'll have a lot to discuss these board meetings. One of the things we talked about, even though we love rubbing shoulders and having a meal on the resort, we decided not to do the meal on the resort for Christmas, not trying to be Scrooge, but on December 7th, on that day that was planned, we decided just to have a board, regular board meeting that day. In January, rather than have an all-day strategic planning meeting, we've elected to do a January 18th. Board meeting that day. We'd still be talking, you know, budget, capital, fees, or some things listed here on the agenda as we're trying to stretch out some of these things a little bit. So we're not, and those of you that have been on the board know, last year we came in January for the budget. There was a technical issue. We didn't get the budget. And then February we got the budget. And then we were supposed to pass it that night. Didn't pass it that night. Went to March, right? So we had time to review it because we didn't have time to review it. We're trying to spread that process out a little bit so we have better information at our fingertips and we're not being pushed last second to make a decision on something we haven't had a chance to look at. Same with capital and some of those things. So right now, the dates we're looking at for this new year on board meetings, and a couple have been added in. So December 7th, 2023, January 18th, 2024, February 22nd, 2024, we'll have a meeting in March on the 21st. Meeting in May on the 23rd. And this is all on your agenda there.
Sure.
Yeah, it was right there. Just so, yeah. You're writing very fast. May 23rd, and then no meeting in June or July like usual. August 22nd, we would have a meeting. September 26th would be the annual meeting, which is set the same. And then I've added an October 10th executive committee, or October 10th meeting. I think one of the issues is we elect new board members, and then we meet 6 weeks later to decide who leadership is. So there's 6 weeks gone, right? And then we elect leadership, and then, okay, now we know leadership. Let's go to the next meeting, which happens to be the January meeting, right? I mean, you got to pass a budget at the January meeting, and we haven't really had a board meeting or elected leadership at that point. So that would be an October 10th meeting, with really the intent being to elect the executive committee, which takes place every single year. So that's the proposal. You can notice the location says to be determined. That's one thing we haven't had is a set location. Terry's been very gracious with his place of work, and some others have been very gracious with allowing us to be there. I think we do have to take into consideration ADA accessibility as we get more members to come in. We also have to take into consideration adequate Wi-Fi, which means you can't have it in my house, but adequate Wi-Fi so we can broadcast and Zoom and do those kind of things. So open first of all to any discussion on those meeting dates if there's any large issues, realizing some members may have conflict on some of those. They can join by Zoom, obviously, and we'll move forward with those. Any discussion on meeting days first? Any issues with meeting days?
Most of them we have on a Thursday, obviously, and most of them, the average is on the fourth Thursday, except for a couple of votes, right?
Correct.
So there was Mr. Hawkinson at our last meeting, I have it in my notes, who mentioned why can we not do these on a Saturday at the resort, especially the ones in the summer, so the board more members can come over to the board meeting who are already camping here. I don't know why it's on Thursday, if there's a set reason why it's on a Thursday, or if we want to try and move some summer dates to a Saturday where more members can come or not. I mean, everybody's in a work and family situation for any day.
I'm open to discussion on that. I think one of the, if this board is paying me $15,000 a year to go to meetings, I'll show up whatever day you want me to show up.
Just told him I would bring that up in our last meeting.
It's hard. I don't want to blame it. I guess it's on Zoom. I better not mention my wife, but Saturday in the summer is hard. Especially this last summer where we only had four Saturdays in the summer, right? Everything else was either cold or wet. Or miserable. So,
how about if we show it out to someone and see what they can say when they might be able to attend more on a Thursday versus a Saturday?
Well, right.
Because you brought up Saturday, right?
That was what was asked on our last meeting, was to do a Saturday or even a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Because people usually come in Friday.
There's that other option, is to do during business hours. Do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well.
Then everybody has to leave work early, Randy.
right.
The question, like I said, if we're trying to include members too, that's, I guess, what's, we're only doing one.
I mean, it would be May and August.
One time a month. We're not doing it every day. Maybe March. So it's not like taking every weekend or every
month. We might still have snow up here in March.
So
let's have it on Sunday. I mean, this is Utah.
Let's take a vote.
If this is on a Friday or Saturday, I can say right now that'll be my resignation.
And also,
I would not resign. And maybe that's going
to
make
it.
Those are two of your busiest weekends. It's right before Memorial Day. And then also, August 20th, that's where your end of summer bash is going to be happening. You may also have weddings those days, so your area availability is going to vary on what contracts you already have.
On the 22nd?
Of August. If you want weekend. That specific date, but if you were to move it to
that weekend.
Oh, I guess.
There were some people who mentioned too, why don't we do it on a chuck wagon breakfast day? Because basically the board members are already here for the chuck wagon breakfast and we could do it that night. I'm just passing on what was asked.
Good idea.
Can you just have a comment session during those times? Not an actual meeting, but just maybe member feedback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Member suggestion about the board candidate.
Yeah. Oh, and do it on the, like she said, the
yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you're better off to do if we're here, have a little meet and greet and try to answer some questions. But to, like you say, pin down a Saturday, I mean, if we're not here, sometimes we're on vacation. Some mm-hmm. It's just going to, I think that's going to make it hard for a lot of the board.
My whole time off schedule is built upon you guys having hours long meetings on Thursday night.
He's banking some out.
Maybe that's something we have further discussion on.
I
don't know that we have a resolution in mind.
I don't know why we do something in bed that way. For years and years and years.
Maybe it's a slower day at the resort, even like you say, Friday, Saturday are super busy for you. So
I'm not going to be down this year on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is one of the reasons we don't need to do it a lot.
There was just people at the last meeting who questioned. I'm gonna have to look up what his name was, Ken. And he was like, "Why can't we just do them on Saturday?" And I said, "I will write that down and bring it to the next board meeting." So it's at the next board meeting.
I know as a grandmother of 10,
then I'd be okay.
Yeah. As a grandmother of 10, a Saturday is really not even an option for me. Yeah. I mean, I got 5 grandsons who play baseball all summer long. Mm. Not gonna happen on a Saturday.
Hard for us to be here, honestly.
Well, and I think with the recordings of the meetings, that's gonna help people feel more like in the loop. You know what I mean?
So. Well, we went from 9 people to 5 people.
Yeah.
We're boring.
We've been on an hour. Yeah, we're boring. We're boring them.
We can have further discussion on that. I think ultimately to have a day that's going to fit everybody's needs is like trying to herd cats, right?
It's not going to happen.
So, okay. Any issues on dates?
Nope.
Or that schedule? Okay. The other thing we have to determine is where we're going to have these meetings. So typically December, January, February, I'd say even March, we typically do not have them in the resort. We usually start back up the resort in May.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly March. Does VRI have anything yet to where we can use like we did with Mary and when they had it down there in your Highland Drive?
We do not.
Are they going to?
Nope. Not proceeding.
I can look into going back to the city council chamber building. There was an issue the last time we tried to go there with like the nonprofit status of the corporation or organization. So I'm not sure if that's an option, but I can definitely look into it. But again, that's subject to availability if the government has something going on with them. There.
Those missions did there in the libraries.
They closed by 6 to 7.
Which you want to get her out?
Right. And then I don't get Fridays off. It's not really working.
Here you have it, your place.
It's still available to some degree.
It's available. It's just the amount of people coming and being only that, you know, opening the doors and letting members have the option to come in.
There's always the school district. I can have it at Ogden City.
I'll just say I can have it at Park City.
Yeah.
You guys are better.
Sounds like we can't even afford gas in your city.
I don't know. I don't fill up there.
Brad, maybe you throw that out to maybe some of the members, you know, the resort and see if they have any ideas of where.
Anybody in the audience have a big meeting room at your employer that or your business?
Okay, you're bored. We actually have been using the libraries for some of the groups I'm involved with, and they are open till 9.
Yeah.
Which one? Harriman's open till 9, Kearns is open till 9, and I believe the one out in South Jordan's open till 9.
Are they city or county?
They're county.
County?
Yeah, they're county.
Okay.
Yeah, because I talked to a couple of libraries and they said that, oh, you know, they'd be willing to let it.
Which one?
I
think we should find, if we do a library, we should find the middle. Yeah, we have to language more centralized. I don't want to try to sound like every day again.
A hotel space is going to run you probably $200 at minimum.
We also have the option to come to the resort. Yes.
Well, Brad Wilson has just offered his trophy room.
Thanks. Thank you. Anybody's welcome.
Sorry, but I'm
just kind of curious. If we're able to get this on Zoom each time, how many of you will elect to watch on Zoom versus coming to a location?
One,
two. I don't know if you have a choice.
Oh, I don't. Depends on the schedule.
Yes.
I think I would be if you would enable the comments section or questions to be asked during the Zoom meeting. That takes, you know, takes another effort. I get it. But I think that's the one thing that would hold people back from participating on the Zoom, is that they can't participate. They can't comment like we are right now. They're sitting at home going, I have something to say.
They all hung up. Like, you can raise your hand, but we can add a question. Like when we do the member comments, we can add that on there. Yeah. And we should have done it today, but I didn't, so I apologize for that.
So if we have one person who really needs to be paying attention to the meeting, somebody else kind of screaming questions.
Yeah.
And it's doable.
But I had a couple people sitting waiting to get in, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Couple of watching.
Build it.
That's a good idea.
If they need to interact.
I'm wondering about when we used to get the high school auditoriums, did they charge a lot of money to get that? And we used to have our board have our annual meetings at the high school.
They probably will now these days.
So did they give it to us?
Yeah, the winter time is the wrong time to try to get a high school auditorium that you need.
Well, they've got smaller, you know, rooms that you can get, but. The schools tonight.
I don't know many school districts that don't charge for use of facilities anymore. I don't know, maybe either.
And we just redid a lease agreement. Yeah, this year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's just do this. We'll just say next meeting is December 7th. We'll still be at 5:30 for food, right? Crackers, cheese crackers, whatever. And then 6 o'clock with the meeting starting. So management and leadership will work on a location before December 7th, which is not that many.
And we'll do a Q&A for the Zoom for the member comments.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. Yeah, my only concern was sometimes depending on where we meet, if great Wi-Fi is not available, then we run into issues. So. As long as members are understanding of that, I don't know about that. So. Okay, I think that next item is yes.
You might want to put that out to the general membership, though. My guess is somebody probably does have a company that can help them. I think they'll sit and ask.
Yeah.
Because I bet we have many people that have companies with us today.
That's a good idea. Okay. We need to do a central, like Davis County location.
Depending on a number of people.
Sorry, what you say? What did you say?
I was saying my company is available, just the seating space for having that.
Yeah, we may have to say we can only have this many members in person, right?
Yeah. I like to say restroom facilities, all that.
Okay, so the last item on business is the action list. Anything with Jamie, you should say Cody now.
So on the action list, I did kind of update that a little bit and send it over to Mark just a few minutes ago. So,
You want to table that for the next meeting?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that's really changed is, of course, is the dates, but so that's out there. And I did send it to everybody, actually, too. So it should be in your Google Sheets. If you didn't receive it, let me know. I'll go ahead and resend it to you. But we can go ahead and table that. Mostly, it's just changing the dates. Your work weekend is your first weekend of May, first weekend of June, and your first weekend of August. That's going to be the work weekends. Now, remind you, these are not Hunter work weekends. These are member weekends. We want all members to come out and help support the resort. You want to help clean up? Please come and clean up on these days. You want to volunteer your time? Please come on these work days. Please, we ask you.
I have asked
for this for years to be changed. So, and I've changed it. No, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And I have asked that to be changed for years. And I've actually changed it on there this time to say member work day. This is for all members to come, pull weeds, paint, fix whatever it may be, repair the deck, repair the bridge across the river, you know, whatever it takes. Because yes, these hunters do it, and it's great for them, but we want the members, all members, to come out and help. This is your resort too, not just the hunters.
What days were those again, Tony?
First weekend of May, first Saturday of May, first Saturday of June, and the first Saturday of August are the three work days.
And I think where that confusion is, because we do have a hunting meeting before the work day. So I think that's how it just gets meshed together. So,
yeah.
And now we're having.
Yeah. But we still will have a hunting meeting that day. So,
yeah. So,
but we just need to separate it a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll get it changed.
We'll say you have to participate in a member work day, not. You have to do your hunting one day. We'll change the topic.
Yeah.
Make sure everything.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yep.
Okay, I failed to bring up, thank you, failed to bring up one item under business, and that is the hiring of a general manager. So we're not going to discuss names in an open meeting. However, we need to talk about how we want to go about interview process. Just as reference, last time we had the executive committee interview, I want to say four candidates. Maybe five candidates.
Yeah, it was four.
And then we recorded those. We recorded those. They were not mentioning names.
I'm just saying we conducted the search, right?
Correct.
So
last time I think we interviewed five. We had the executive committee interview, recorded those Zoom calls, did it over Zoom, and then met with the rest of the board and looked at those Zoom calls again. Which was absolutely numbing, going through those again. But and then we made a decision. If we can agree on a day, and maybe we can't, I would almost recommend we do the Zoom thing again, but we also just do it all at once, so that those on the executive committee don't have to listen to it twice.
I agree.
I think we're kind of at the point now with Thanksgiving coming up. We're probably going to be the first week of December. We'll be working directly with Richard's boss and go through this stuff and come up with a date. And so what I can do is email the board and come up with a couple of dates and times on Zoom to set up those interviews. But open to discussion whether you guys, you know, maybe just have Tony and Bill interview and then they can make a record date, whatever the process. The board wants it to be an open discussion on that.
Seems a good idea.
Yeah,
I agree.
Zoom, we can be open for all the board to ask questions, and we're just going to limit that to designated people to ask questions. We don't hold the candidate with if all of us want to ask. Are you going to have like maybe one group of mediator kind of reading the questions that we all ask about, and that way it's a quicker process?
So I think we'd be better organized to come in if there's a specific question you want to ask, that we make a list of questions.
Yeah.
And then we have one person asking those questions.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Right, but I did on that meeting because we almost want their HR department in on that meeting.
So there will be a VRI representative sitting in on that meeting.
Yeah.
that we don't want to represent.
Because once it's decided, as it's their employee, they've got to have buy-in over as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we just send out a couple of, I'll get with VRI and then send out a couple of dates and times. And you can vote which one have ever has the most votes is when we'll do it.
The only day in December I'm not available, December the 5th. That is feast day. So
you want us to schedule that day?
No, not on feast day. On feast day is
okay, the day of Christmas. We have a need to go into executive session. That's the end of the regular meeting. So we will take a 10-minute break. It is 7:33. We will go until 7:43 and 12 seconds. Let's go 7:45. We go 7:45. So in case we can have some time off tomorrow. And then we will reconvene in closed session. Thank you all for coming and participating. We appreciate that. And travel safe.